KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 66 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Our forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a slight risk of severe storms. With hail and damaging winds, the main threats, an isolated tornado is possible late this afternoon and early this evening as well. Overnight, heavy rainfall is possible as well. We'll have a high today around 83. In the news, the Atlantic Police Department Monday afternoon released additional details about an accident that happened at around 7:40 p.m. on Sunday. Officials say Jaden Jonke of Lewis was cited for failure to maintain control after his Ford Ranger pickup rear-ended an SUV driven by Megan Meggers of Atlantic. The accident happened near the intersection of 7th and Pine Streets when Meggers pulled over to yield for a passing fire truck that was responding to a fuel spill incident. When Meggers slowed to a stop, Jonke, who was distracted by the passing fire truck, failed to notice. Meggers was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Damage from the collision amounted to $5,000. The Atlantic Police Department reports also 26-year-old Joshua Olwell of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, and 18-year-old Kyle Hansen of Atlantic was arrested Sunday for domestic abuse assault. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said three people were arrested over the weekend on drug charges. 37-year-old Travis Lee Demi and 30-year-old Ashley Chantel Nicole Hedrick, both of Carroll, were arrested late Friday night on charges that include felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine over 5 grams, possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, and a drug tax stamp violation. They also were charged with prohibited acts and possession of drug paraphernalia. A subsequent search of a home in Atlantic early Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of 34-year-old Juan Manuel Anaya Mendez of Atlantic on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver over 5 grams of meth and a drug tax stamp violation, along with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. All three suspects were being held in the Cass County Jail on $100,000 bond each. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Atlantic Police Department in the execution of the search warrant. Now, Demi and Hedrick were arrested at around 11:50 p.m. Friday after Cass County deputies made contact with a suspicious vehicle at the Casey's General Store parking lot in Anita. After speaking with the occupants, deputies became suspicious of illegal activity. The Cass County K-9 unit was used and indicated to the odor of illegal narcotics about the vehicle. The vehicle was then searched, resulting in deputies locating about 46 grams of methamphetamine, 11 grams of marijuana, some digital scales, packaging material, and drug paraphernalia. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Cass County man was arrested early Sunday morning for public intoxication. 39-year-old Jason Eric Schumann of Atlantic was arrested following an incident in Exira. Schumann was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released. He's scheduled to appear in court Thursday morning. A motorcycle accident Sunday evening in Shelby County resulted in non-life-threatening injuries to a man and woman from Nebraska. The sheriff's office said Robert Durmeyer and his passenger, Alicia Livingston, both of Papillion, Nebraska, were injured when the motorcycle they were on left the road and entered a ditch before hitting a mailbox near a farm drive. The pair were found lying on the ground in the 400 block of State Highway 37 at around 5:30 p.m. Sunday and transported to the Murtaugh Memorial Hospital. Officials say the accident happened because Durmeyer was unfamiliar with the road, which has a sharp curve to the left in the area where they went off the road. Sheriff's deputies in Shelby County were assisted at the scene by personnel with the Erling and Dunlap Fire and Rescue Departments. Authorities say a Missouri Valley man has died in a tractor accident. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 53-year-old Daniel Zeiser was pronounced dead at an Omaha hospital after Saturday afternoon's accident. The office said Zeiser was driving the tractor with an attached loader down a hill when the tractor rolled over. Zeiser was president of the Missouri Valley School Board. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Karn says two people filed nomination papers last week to run for county office in the November 8th general election. Republican Jody Steffen of Griswold filed to run on the Agricultural Extension Council. She joins previously announced incumbent Republicans Julie Opperly of Wyota, Darren Petty of Atlantic, and Marcy Jo Dorsey of Anita in seeking seats on the Ag Extension Council. And Richard Hoffman of Cumberland filed papers last week to run for a vacancy seat as Union Township Trustee. Delmer South of Cumberland filed for that seat on August the 9th. In the funeral announcements, Norma Wanninger, age 91 of Manning, died August 16th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Norma Wanninger will be today at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Susan Smith, age 68 of Adel, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Susan Carol Smith will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church, with Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel in charge of arrangements. Lois Elizabeth Bett Payne, aged 89 of Exira, died June 30th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial service for Lois Payne will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Nina Walters, age 94 of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Nina Walters will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Harold Harry Nolan, age 86 of Harlan, died Friday at the Veterans Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Harry Nolan will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Stanley Hoy, age 89, who's formerly of Griswold, died August the 6th in Electra, Texas. Celebration of life services for Stanley Hoy will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dan Corcoran, age 58 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan Corcoran are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And James Polson, age 59 of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for James Polson will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.